Hallo?
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 Hallo? Hallo? Ist denn hier, ja?
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I did not sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
We'll see tomorrow. It's a new day and it can be very interesting to see how it goes.
The athletes have given us their answer through their excellent results to my fellow countrymen.
Hi there!
Hi there, everybody!
Hi there, listener. Welcome to this week's radioservice.com.
Yes, and why is it on English?
Because Radio Nova this week has had something called...
A theme?
A theme week. And the theme were different.
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 And we thought we're going to do something different, and that's why we talk English.
Because that's... the opposite of Norwegian.
And because we have a lot of international listeners.
Yes, so this is out to our bros in Bronx and
yes,
hosts in New York, which we're going to talk to later.
Yes, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it.
This this broadcast is packed full of
shit and
interesting things. We're going to visit New York, where Alien is going to tell us about the latest fashion news.
Our fashion expert, Alien.
Yes, Klaus is... you
having
don't have to over-exaggerate.
Over-exaggerate?
Yes.
Yes.
Klaus is going to talk about his leaders
yes,
in English.
And
I think, yes.
Yes, and we have a lot of great music.
Yeah, of course. But first...
Yes, I have this thing I do every week, news as a song.
Yep.
And I'm going to do it today.
It's actually our most popular column.
Yes, we have a lot of fans.
We have had one feedback.
Yeah, you can just say news, songasnews.com you can go to and listen to
our... You can listen to it on radiotjenesten.com.
Yes.
But that's not the point. Can you just give us your news?
Yes.
What's the news?
I just have to check the guitar if it's okay.
Yeah. Well, the guitar sounds good.
Yeah, the guitar, it's perfect. Okay, 1, 2, 3. For the last 2 years, the inclusion of inter...
Oh, stop. Do it a bit more like rock.
Like okay? Rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like some 80s rock.
Yeah, baby. Come on. For the last 2 years, the inclusion of international students has been a big priority for the Kulturstyre. Yeah. And that's the University of Oslo. When they were a loving founds. However, numbers show that none of the student societies have received any integration found. Yeah. Ooh.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again.
I feel better already.
Building, building, building. So golden, dark, dark.
was a punk rock band that is not glamorous. The song is called Set in Stone. And Christian, what else?
Yes. What's up now?
What's up now? Klaus has this list every week, which young people have arranged. 30, no, some leaders.
Leaders, oh, yes. Yeah. That's kind of cool, and Klaus has done his own little twist to it, so just let's now listen to the last part of the 13 liters.
And of course, on English.
The last part of our list containing 13 influential leaders worldwide has gathered less than the maximum amount of 10 points altogether. Listen to this. Number 5.
Mao! Mao!
Mao is supposedly responsible for killing between 40 and 70 million people, either directly or indirectly. But with a remaining population of more than 1.3 billion, it's more or less the equivalent of stealing sand from the Sahara. Result? 2.5 out of 10. Number 4. Joseph Stalin. It's beyond any doubt that Mr. Stalin lacked a certain amount of empathy, and even the cold Lenin looked upon his young apprentice with great skepticism. One rumor has it that Stalin managed to kill an opponent even after his death in 1953. After Stalin died, one government employee was ecstatic and decided to pee on Stalin. After peeing on him, Stalin jolted upward from rigor mortis, and when seeing that, the man thought he was still alive and suffered a heart attack and died. Result, 2.2 out of 10. Number 3. Pol Pot is not the Yuen Blun of Jamaica, but rather the last communist of this list. Khmer Rouge was his army, and Pol Pot's communistic party persecuted and killed about 2 out of 8 million Cambodians over a period of roughly 5 years. In addition to all this, he managed to grab the first place in Britain's Got Talent in 2007 and is now happily married with Julianne, whom he met in a chat room on the internet. Result, 1.8 out of 10. Number 2, Saddam Hussein. Placing Iraqi's National Day on his birthday was a feat on his own, but the fact that he'll live on still as a part of America's next president is even bigger. Saddam Hussein gets a low 1.5 out of 10. Number 1, Adolf Hitler. Well, Adolf Hitler is a given in and also gets the number 1 spot with a low 1.4 score. Austria is accountable for a fair share of history's madmen, but little Adolf really is the icing on the cake. Not only was he responsible for the fact that more than 6 million people and Jews systematically were persecuted and killed, Hitler also avoided paying a staggering amount of 6 million euros, based on today's assessments, in taxes from the sale of his book Mein Kampf, which supposedly was his best-selling book of all time.
Thank you very much, Klaus. That was the part 3 of his 13 leaders thing.
It was the last part.
Hitler won, as always. Now we're going to do something extravagant here in the studio.
Yeah, something
Aspen.
We not have quite... Not
done
something
before.
We do every day. We're going to perform a rape.
Yes, we're going to...
We're going to rape in the studio,
yeah,
live.
We are going to rape, and Aspen...
But not the rape as you think of, no.
Kind of. Can you rape for me, Aspen, please? Oh, that was a good rape. Yes, that was a great rape. I always rape after breakfast. You always rape after you're drinking water.
Mostly, I usually rape after drinking beer. Yes. Can you rape?
Yeah, that was a long rape.
That was not
rape.
Too much of a rape, I think.
Show me your rape, and I will tell you who you are.
Yes. How are things going in the studies, Christian?
The studies? Well, it's soon examen.
Yeah.
And
I actually got the answer to one of my exams today.
Oh,
and
exciting.
I got the best grade in the university which I ever achieved.
Over A?
No. It's
double A?
I have achieved.
Yo, and can you tell it for us?
A C.
A C! Yeah. A clap for Aspen! A C! That's great!
Yeah,
that's great!
Kind of good.
Kind of good. And now
you know, it equals a 4 from high school.
Yes.
Which is a very good grade.
Are you a...
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, are you a clever student, Aspen?
Well, I didn't think I was, but having that C proved me wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
The sea proved a lot.
Yeah.
Now we're going to...
It was not in English, though.
No, okay. Can I tell which song we're going to hear now?
Sure.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to hear Jaguar Love with Jaguar Pirates.
And now... Now... Now!
Lytter du til radiotjenesten?
Yes, that was Jaguar Love with Jaguar Pirates.
Yeah, and Christian, you have been working at the Kiwi store or something? Did you?
Kiwi store. Yes, I have. I have some stories I want to tell you because my friends are teasing me and they say I'm not so good in English, and that's why.
How come?
That's why I have. It's something I have done, so I'm afraid of the language English, the world, the big and scary language.
Is this like a story you want to like share with us?
Yeah, okay, I can share it with you.
Yeah, thanks.
It was one time I was there at this hotel, a very, very fine hotel, a luxury hotel.
A luxury, five stars, maybe
six, maybe seven.
Oh.
And we came in the reception and it was the one Negro there, or nigga, which was working there and helping us with our suitcases and bags and vice versa.
Yeah, vice versa.
Yeah. And
it's the same in Norway.
That's the same in the whole world.
Yeah.
In Germany, I say vice versa.
Yeah, and,
yes.
In Spanish, vice versa.
Yeah, in Cuba. That's
Sweden, vice versa.
Vice versa. Of Finland,
Denmark.
Vice versa.
Denmark, vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. But he helped me with my suitcases up to the hotel room. And when we came up, he just stood there and he wanted tip. And I didn't.
Okay, just for the listeners now, because you're taking it very fast. You're in a hotel.
Yeah.
A black man is carrying your bags.
That's right.
Up to the room, and he won't leave after delivering your bags.
Because he want a tip, right?
Tip.
And
yeah.
I didn't have any
Drikke
money.
Penger in Norwegian.
Yes. Oh, you can speak Norwegian. That's
yeah,
cool.
Some words.
Yes, I
can say jeg vil ha en øl takk.
Jeg liker Norge.
Yeah. To øl takk.
Man, but. We came up the room and he won tip. And
winner tip.
and I didn't have any money. So, but I didn't remember the English word for. You see, a black.
Broke.
That's right. So I said, "Sorry, I'm black." And the black man, which he was, he just said, "What?" And I said, no, sorry, you see, in Norway, black means poor.
Oh, that's gruesome.
Then I just dig myself into a big...
Did you start rowing ever?
I started rowing away, and he was kind of...
For yourself, so to say.
He was kind of angry.
Yeah, how come? But yes. Do you have any more experiences in life you want to share with the listeners?
It was one time I was working at a store. We have Norsk tipping.
Yeah.
And it was one man who came in. He was Japanese. And he was kind of drunk.
They're very polite.
So he wanted to tip Norsk tipping. Sorry for listeners. Yes, but if he's going to play, I must register him.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
So he came and I asked, "What's your name?" And he said, "Name?" And I said, "Yes, what's your name?" And he was like drunk, you know, and he was like, "Name?" And I was like, "Yes, your fucking name." And I was angry.
Did you say fucking?
Yeah, at that time I was angry. But then I said, "Name?" And I said, "Yeah, can you please give me your name?" And then he showed his ID and his name was Name.
This is the way it's going to be. When I am so done.
Jay Retard, My Shadow was that. I think we got on the live from New York on a mobile phone.
Yes,
we got our fashion reporter Elin Brøvig Hansen. Elin, yeah. Are you there?
Yes, hello.
Oh, it's so nice to hear your voice, Elin.
It's nice to hear your voice too.
But it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice. Hey, P. Baxter Scooter, move your
that
ass.
That is very good.
That's it. Yes.
It makes you think.
As I said it myself.
How's the weather in New York, Elin?
It's nice. Very much snow. Very much Christmas.
Okay, so the...
But I have discovered a new trend.
Which is?
Everyone is wearing, you know, the pockets in their jeans.
The pockets? With jeans with pockets?
Is
that new?
That's cool.
Pockets inside out.
Oh, yeah. Like this?
From New York.
If you were in the studio, you could see me pulling out the inside of my pocket. Why the hell are they doing that?
I don't know. I asked the guy and he said it's just very, very hip and cool.
Is it because they're going to show the guards in the stores that they're not shoplifting or...?
That may be it.
Maybe they want to fly so they can have
or
wings.
Or maybe if they take their penis out, it's going to be like an elephant.
With ears and a snable.
Yeah.
But now I think long all notes. Our listeners should start wearing their pockets inside out.
Yeah, I think so too, Elin.
Do you have some more?
Any more trends?
No.
Oh,
that's the only trendy thing in New York.
Okay, but do you want to like say hello to your friends and family here back in Norway? Or?
Yes, of course, because I miss Norway very much. Hello, everybody.
I will
soon be back.
Is it the first time you are in New York?
She lives there.
It's the first time you live in New York?
Yes, the first time I live here in New York.
Yes.
I'm trying.
So how is it like? Is it like in Sex and the City?
Yes, very much so. Except from the pockets.
From the pockets, yeah. Okay, so ping pong, can we call
Sex
it...
Sex in the City, the pockets version, are coming soon.
Can we call it the ping pong capital of the world maybe now?
I think we may.
Well, Elin, it was very good to have you on the line.
As always.
Good being on the line.
So, hope to see you back in Norway soon. And I think that we're going to say bye-bye to Elin now. Thank you very much, Elin. Brøvig Hansen from New York.
Thank you very much, Elin.
Bye-bye.
Nice to hear you.
Oh, yeah. That was Elin. Very fun to have her on the line.
That was great. Yes, very informative.
Yes, very.
In many ways.
So, why do you think people are taking their pockets inside out, actually?
I don't know. Because of the air, they want to fly. Like I said.
With the snable and everything?
With the snable and everything, you know, like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I think I want to hear some. Do you want to rape or do you want to hear some funky background or?
Yeah, just we're going to...
We can rape some more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fast rape.
Yes.
In and out.
Yes. Just like drive-in rape.
Drive-through rape.
Yeah,
drive-through. Okay.
Radiotjenesten.com. Beklager, jeg snakker ikke norsk.
Okay, this has been one hell of a different show, that's for sure.
A very different show.
I don't think we're going to try this again. We're going to leave it to the Snakker Ikke Norsk people to speak English.
Snakker Ikke Norsk, a program here on
Radio
Nova.
Well, we're going to use the last minutes here to advertise a bit for our website, which is radiotjenesten.com.
Det en kjempebra side.
You can also download our podcast on that page and in iTunes. You can read funny stories about the members in the Radio Tjenesten.
And his nude pictures of you, Aspen, there.
Yeah, many. The technician today has been Anna Solvoll Rognmo.
Yes, and in studio.
She's done one hell of a job.
Yes, one hell of a job. So, applause. A big applause.
I think we're going to give her a rape, actually.
Yeah. Yes, a dualism, a surround rape.
And many people have been contributing this day, except especially Klaus Olav Løvholm.
Yes, applause! That's it.
Elin
Brøvig Hansen
is our US correspondent.
Yes.
She's gonna, I think she's, it suits her to live in New York.
Do you think that's her style?
I think it's a good thing for her.
Yes.
And I also think that maybe someday, if we learn to speak better English, then we also can go to New York.
Yes.
To look at the trends. And
to look at the ground zero and the things and stuffs and things.
Yes.
And the pockets and everything.
Yes. Who are you?
I am Christian.
Christian Ingebrigtsen.
Christian Ingebrigtsen, not that guy in A1.
No.
No. But who are you?
My name is Espen Bjørke Larsen.
Yeah. All right, which I call him, the nickname, Asben.
Yeah, because the...
Which is his nickname.
You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't do that. You should stop doing that.
Okay.
So, well, what are you going to do this weekend, Christian?
This week I'm going to Bergen.
You're going to Bergen?
Yes.
For what?
To fish. Everyone is going to Bergen to fish.
Yeah.
So I'm going to fish.
Okay.
Torsk og laks. And that kind of that kind of things. And all. Yeah, and what are you going to do?
Well, I'm not quite sure, actually. I think I'm going to just relax. Maybe listen to the radio.
Which way?
And I would especially listen to the Radio Nova from night till Sunday from 12 o'clock in the evening.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.